This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on Old Dan at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. My heart is heavy for many of you folks who have written me, tell me that you're struggling, going through hard time, many of you wanting to know the Lord. And I praise the Lord that He's moving in your heart and in mine. And we here at Radio Missions, where the Voice of Truth goes out on a weekly basis and the Old Trailblazer goes out every day, we here praying for you folks out there. Don't ever feel like we're not praying for you. Folks call me during the day, during the week, and they say, Pastor, I understand you have a prayer group there. Would you pray for me or pray for my wife, pray for my children? And they give me their names, and we pray for them. We have a group meet together, and we pray. We call your name. So if you want to be on that list, you write me and let me know. And then if you tell me you're praying for us, say, Pastor, I'm praying for the Old Trailblazer day in and day out, that the Lord would supply the needs of the Old Trailblazer. And I appreciate that. I want to give you this information. We're coming out now with a brand new catalog for the Radio Bible and Book Room. It'll be out off the press in a few days. We're having to hire a commercial printer to print it for us because our press is in storage after the storm. But if you'd like, you write me and I'll be glad to send you a copy of it. But if you would, call me at 225-664-8658. That's the bookstore, and they'll be glad to put your name down. The catalog will be out ready for mailing in a few days. So if you do that, you'll have yours coming by the time it gets ready. And then, if you would, look us up on the web, www.radiomission.org. The catalog is posted there, and you want to go there and look up something. You may need something right now, right quickly. And we have a new catalog, a lot of new entries in it, a lot of new prices. Some things have gone up a little bit, but it's still a gracious deal. So if you would, pray for it. Now, we're looking at this study in Revelation on the thousand-year reign of Christ. We were looking there in our last study about the changes or the difference in what's going to take place during those times. Now, let's look at the changes that will take place in the animal kingdom. We were looking there at the agriculture, how things will grow without fertilizing and all those things. But in the animal kingdom during this personal reign of Christ, turn to Isaiah 11 and read, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not be hurt nor destroyed in any holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The curse that fell upon creation as a result of man's sin and man's fall upon the animal creation also, but this curse will be removed from the brute creation during the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together." Do you know why that can happen, my friend? Because the Lord can change their heart. The Lord can change the heart of that animal, just like He changes the heart of you and me. Oh, listen, man comes into this life depraved, totally depraved, wanting his own way, wanting to be those things that we see on a daily basis. But when the Lord saves you, He gives us a new heart, gives us a new spirit, and it just changes his whole, just like you will the animal kingdom. Listen, did you notice this one expression in that verse of Scripture? Listen, "And dust shall be the serpent's." Let me go back and read it. "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain," according to Isaiah 65:26. Did you notice this one expression in that verse of Scripture? Listen, "And dust shall be the serpent's meat." The curse will be lifted from all the brute creation during the thousand-year reign on earth, except the curse that God placed upon the serpent in the Garden of Eden. The serpent shall continue to make the dust his meat. The Lord will never remove the curse from Satan, listen, his angels or his demon spirit. The serpent, being so closely connected and allied with Satan, will never have the curse removed. Therefore, the individual who never turns to the Lord for salvation, who bore the curse in his own body for the sinner on the cross, he will always be under that curse. If you never come to Christ, if you never bow the knee and confess Christ as Lord, you will never be away from that curse, my friend. The question has often been asked, what about human life during those glorious days of the personal reign of our Lord here upon this earth? Now, isn't that going to be interesting? In Isaiah 65:20, we find these words, there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. For the child shall die, 100 years old. Listen. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. It means that a person dying 100 years old shall be considered only a child, and only those who sin against the Lord in disobedience will die. Speaking about the length of man's human life during that time, let us look there at Isaiah 65:22. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of the tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Also, Zechariah 8:4 brings out this thought of the promulgation of human life in that day. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for every age. Men and women will live in those days as long as they did before the flood. How this will be brought about, we do not know. That's not for us to know, except it will be the blessing of our Heavenly Father upon this earth. You may ask the question, how do you know that these things will come to pass? Simply because God's Word says so. Now, my friend, we can't take from and we can't add to God's Word, but we surely can believe it. We're told also in the Word that there will be a sevenfold increase of light during the personal reign of our Lord upon this earth, in Isaiah 30:26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. According to God's word here, the atmosphere of the earth will be of such a character as to make moonlight nights as bright as the day, and the day 7 times as bright. The curse being lifted, and the earth bringing forth her increase, the light of the moon and the sun being increased sevenfold, the physical condition of men here on earth will be lived in an atmosphere of the greatest blessing that man has ever known. According to Isaiah 33:24, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. Life will be wonderfully prolonged, and as we have already said, one dying at the age of 100 years will be considered dying as young, and then only a judgment of sin. Let me call your attention to this fact. We read of no death during the 1,000-year reign, except those who die by reason of transgression and disobedience against the laws of our Lord. Now, my friend, that's going to be a gracious time, isn't it? The glorious age of the personal reign of our Lord upon earth, which will cover these 1,000 years, will come and go. And when the 1,000 years are finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up to the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. After the 1,000 years of the glorious reign of Christ on earth, we see the devil loose from his prison, where he had been held captive during these 1,000 years, and immediately he rushed back to his old task of deluding, deceiving mankind, that he might lead them against the Lord God of heaven. Listen, my friend. It seemed like a great pity, after the world had rested for 1,000 years, that this arch enemy, Satan, must be let loose. But this brief period of Satan's last freedom proves that he's still Satan, and that man is still man, even though Satan has suffered in this bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and man has experienced paradise for 1,000 years. Immediately, Satan gets busy, goes up and down the breadth of the earth, and listen, gathers together every rebel in his heart has not bowed to the Son of God. And he leads them, the number of which is as the sand of the sea, against the camp of the saints and enthroned Son of God. Then this question immediately arises. What will happen to this bunch of rebels? the patience of God being exhausted, the enmity of man having been fully demonstrated, fire from God descends from heaven, devours earth's wicked host. This brings to an end forever the sinning human race. What a tragedy that man would not have the Lord Jesus Christ to rule over him. Now, my friend, you can scoff at God's word if you want to. It's true. Every jot and every tittle will be fulfilled. This is not a fairy tale we're bringing you. This is God's word coming directly from God's word as it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I praise the Lord that I won't be here. Oh, listen, my friend, when all of those things happen, with the Lord have taken us up to heaven. And I don't understand many things that I read in the Scripture, but I believe them. I believe them. The Bible said, you say to believe the Bible and be saved, disbelieve it and go to hell for your trouble. Oh, my friend, listen, this life is just a vapor according to what's in store for us, my friend. Does that not whet your appetite to live and reign with the Lord for 1,000 years where there'll be no strife, be no war, be no confusion, be no vulgarity, be no four-letter words using those things? Won't be any of that stuff, my friend. We have become so accustomed to those things, seemingly. The world has. It doesn't. There's nothing there. Nobody flinches even when they hear that kind of stuff anymore. No, because we've been intimidated by it so long. But one day it'll all be over with, and the Lord will have given us a new heart, new spirit, all of those folk, and we'll live together throughout those 1,000 years here on earth. And it'll be a productive time. I don't believe we'll be laying around, though. The Lord knows all those things. But don't scoff at God's word, my friend. Believe it. Believe it and be saved. And I just implore you to stay with us. We're going to be looking now in our next study at the Great White Throne Judgment. Oh, does that whet your appetite, my friend? I hope it will. I hope you'll stay tuned to hear the Great White Throne Judgment. We spoke of it many, many times, spoken of it already during these studies, because it's a high point of this whole study when that Great White Throne, all things have come to a close now, and now is a judgment day coming upon a lost and dying world. Folks just will not believe. My friend Satan is going about now as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he might deceive and devour, and they're disillusioned, believing all is well, believing everything is hunky-dory. But, oh, no, when that dreadful day comes, what a day it's going to be. And listen, would you think about your soul? May I ask you, are you ready to go be with the Lord? That's a serious question, isn't it? Not a foolish question, no. It's a serious question. I just asked you, my friend, my man, are you sitting there in your easy chair waiting for breakfast to get ready? And you said, well, I'm not, no. I asked you, are you ready to go be with the Lord? If you should draw your last breath today, would you go to be with the Lord? Or would you be plunged into hell where there's no bottom? Oh, my friend, this is a serious thing. The old tribulators are not funnying with you. We're not joking with you. We're trying to get you to think. There's so much error out there. Men are confused about what's going on. But these studies are coming right out of God's Word. And it is God's Word. And you know, everybody who hears me knows the old tribulators are not very smart. But I can read and write. And I read what the Bible says. It says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And after that, the judgment. It is appointed unto man to die, and after that, to judgment. And that's what we're going to see in our next study over there. And I wish you'd stay with me, and then write me if you would. Help me with the broadcast. If you're interested in getting out the gospel across this nation, around the world, you write me and tell me you want to help. And help me like to sponsor a broadcast or something. And tell me that you're hearing me, what station you're hearing me over, so I know that somebody's listening. And you truckers, stop up there somewhere and get a picture postcard and write me a little old note. Say, Trailblazer, I'm hearing you out here on a double nickel or I-70 somewhere. And if you would, remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye and God bless you.